Right around the country on Triple M, it is the Danny Lakey Show, and it is...
Healthy Tuesdays.
Ooh, I don't mind a bit of health on a Tuesday, and Adam McDougall, the Mad Dog, the health hacker, he joins us again. Welcome, Mad Dog.
Hey, Danny, how are you, my friend?
Well, I'm pretty healthy. You're sounding pretty healthy down the line as well. That doesn't surprise me one bit. There's a classic age-old debate at the moment, isn't there, with people who've put on a couple of kilos in the COVID era, saying, if I had to choose one, diet or exercise, which one should I choose?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's getting asked a lot lately. Obviously, coming into the warmer months, everyone's taking the jumper off and they're starting to find a few rolls there they probably don't want. So, you know, on average, people have been said to have put on nearly 15 pounds actually during the COVID period. So there's some weight to be lost. But exercise or diet, the golden question everyone's asking at the moment, what's the golden ticket to lose weight the quickest? And I hate to tell people that the hardest way and the best way is diet. Diet's something that, you know, on average, we make on average about 50 choices every single day around what we eat and what we drink. Whereas exercise, as you know, you can go out and do something and tick a box and say, well, I've done that now and there's 20 or 30 minutes and I can eat whatever I want. But unfortunately, exercise does not burn off them calories anywhere near as effectively as not putting the calories in your gob in the first place.
How dare you make such a statement with me just an hour out of having to eat a Big Mac and a Hungry Jack's Big Jack in the name of science for the listeners of the show, whilst I've been slaving away at the exercise bike all day, and now it's all ruined. It's all ruined because of you.
Well, the best thing about that is if you ate a Big Mac and a Hungry Jack's, whatever it is, a big whatever
Big
it was,
Jack.
Big Jack, well, if you combine the two, it's about an hour and a half to burn off a Big Mac of running. So, so 3 hours of running. So, you know, that's the reality, is the fact that how much exercise you actually have to do when you articulate, you know, how many calories it takes to burn that food off through exercise is really depressing when you think about it. So, but there is also a difference between weight loss and fat loss. And that's what I want to emphasize tonight, is that a lot of people focus just on dropping weight. So they might go on an extreme diet, which involves, say, dropping carbohydrates, a ketogenic diet or a low carb diet. Yes, they're going to drop water weight to start with, but they're not really losing fat weight, and that's where muscle becomes very important. So the most important thing that you can do when you do go on any type of diet is making sure you're getting enough protein to make sure you're maintaining your muscle when you do diet down, because you can lose a lot of muscle as well as fat when you're losing weight.
Yeah, don't take this messaging the wrong way, that if you just eat a little bit of fruit and some wholemeal bread on a Monday, that's you dieting and getting trim for the summer. Take my dad, for example, Adam McDougall. He was yarning to me. I only see him once a year at Christmas time because he lives on the other side of the country, and he was yarning to me for all year, oh, he's on the keto diet, oh, he's feeling great on the keto diet. He is. I come home, look at his fridge for the first time, expecting to see a chicken breast, lots of salad, that kind of thing. He lives on a diet of bacon and eggs without the bread. That's his keto diet.
Yeah, no, the keto is obviously a diet that can be easily bastardized, and certainly was over the years. People lived on, as you touched upon, cheese sticks and cream and, you know, bacon and eggs. And, you know, it's not great for your heart, not great for your health.
That's what he has. He has Kranskis for dinner, thinking he's on a diet.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, there's a scientific formulation out there that's very effective. It's called protein leveraging, which essentially means that the most satisfying macronutrient out of fat, carbohydrates and protein is actually protein. So if you are somebody that's heavy on the tooth and you do seem to come home from work and rip the fridge door off and smash everything that's in your way before you get to dinner, make sure just before dinner you have some sort of protein, whether it's a protein shake is a bit of a hack, or you can, you know, have something that's high in protein, like a chicken breast or a couple of eggs or a handful of nuts. And this will take the edge off your hunger, and that's where protein is so important for people on any type of diet.
That's the good thing as well, isn't it, that everyone's got their own little personalised palate, and you just got to pick the proteins that work for you. Me, for example, I love eggs. I think Shuey Louie gets her protein from a handful of nuts. I don't know about anyone else out there, but you've just got to pick it and keep it your strengths.
100%. And I think, you know, my tip, and I've got the three S's, I always say to people, you want to be successful in any weight loss plan or any healthy diets, the three S's. One, it's got to be simple. The diet's got to be simple. So, you know, there's no point having this complex diet that you can't stick to. Secondly, it's obviously going to be sustainable. You know, you don't want to go on some extreme diet that you can't stick to because, you know, it's too hard. For example, you know, you don't want to give up your favorite things in the world, whether it's alcohol or a bit of pizza every now and again. And then thirdly, it's got to be sociable. There's nothing worse than going out with one of your mates who's on a particular diet and he won't have a beer with you, or he won't you know, have a cappuccino because he's on the non-dairy diet. So, you know, simple, sustainable, and obviously sociable are the three key S's when you're looking for any type of diet out there.
Behave yourself 5 days of the week and then give yourself a little bit of leeway on the weekends. That's what I reckon, instead of doing 100%. your fat practices all week. Nothing worse than someone like trying to make that old joke, oh, I'll have an orange juice. What? It's got fruit. It's healthy. Oh, nothing annoys me more. But yeah, you and I, we're on the right track, Adam McDougall, and plenty of other people are, especially if you listen to his Health Hacker podcast. He'll teach you how to hack your life to feel, look, and live better and shed those kilos in time for summer. Chicks be running their fingers down.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M, and I've got a conundrum.
Massage Parlor Diaries.
For those who don't know, I do live next door to an Asian massage parlor, and for all intents and purposes, they do offer extra sexual gratuities if you're willing to pay the right price. I know so because I've heard so. It is a pencil-thin wall, mere millimetres of plasterboard separating my bedroom, which is trying to create a bit of good juju, versus on the other side of the wall, an Asian massage parlor with a very yappy Thai lady and even yappier men. Now, I'm woken up by these men's groans from time to time. Most mornings at about 10 a.m., I'm woken up. It's a late show. I go to bed late. I usually prefer to wake up about 11, 11:30. Unfortunately, sometimes there's a man next door acting as my alarm clock.
Do you use earplugs?
Yeah, I don't like the pressure that they put in. On my ears.
I secretly like waking up to the noise.
All righty. we have spoken on this numerous occasions before, and I've even played, because some people didn't believe that this was actually possible, I've played videos that I've posted on my Instagram story.
We are not playing those again.
No,
don't.
No. We made a deal that I only paid that man's orgasm noise once on the show and once only, and that was fine. What happened today was nothing short of remarkable. 10 a.m., this is the noise I wake up to. Front door. My front door.
Banging. Banging. Someone's there.
No one else is home. Everyone else has gone to work. I'm like, oh, God, no, too sleepy for this. Not answering that. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what do they want? Go upstairs, because I live on the bottom, underground basement sort of floor. Go upstairs to the ground level. Another blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yes, coming. All right. Answer the door, man from council at the door. He says, hi, is Nick ... home? I said, no, there's no Nick who lives here. He said, oh, we've had a complaint from a guy called Nick. I said, oh yeah, Nick used to live in my bedroom. I've only been in there about a month. He moved out about 6 weeks ago. So is everything okay? I said, oh, Nick rang up the council about 6 weeks ago complaining that there were sexual gratuities going on next door at this massage parlor. Do you know anything about this? You just said that you now live in that room, do you? I said, oh, geez. All of a sudden the adrenaline starts going.
Shit.
Okay, well, I mean, technically I have broadcast evidence of the sexual gratuities on the show. I clearly, you know, share
this.
You
know what's going on.
I share a lot of joy sharing these stories. Well, okay, yes, no, I can't lie to you, Mr. Councilman. He's there with a notepad and everything, writing down, jotting numbers and everything, looking at me sternly. He's like, have you heard noises that are going on by there? I was like, well, it's tough to say. You know, I've heard a lot of conversations and, you know, maybe from the time to time there has been a little extra cheeky happy ending. He's like, is there sex? Is there sex going on back there? It's like, oh, look, I mean, I don't know. Like, I can only go through what I've heard, but it's not a big deal. Honestly, I don't really care either way. And then all of a sudden it struck me. Hang on. What a fascinating insight into how different two human beings can be. You've got me on one hand, getting quite excited, recording it on my phone,
you're
posting
it
on Instagram, doing
pure
radio,
joy.
Doing radio segments off this, having a good old laugh about what's going on next door. And there's someone else who it's rocked him so deep that he's rang council and put in an official complaint.
And probably moved out. That's probably the reason he lived.
I'm sure that's the reason he moved out. And I just thought, oh, God, you better chickety-check yourself, Mr. Lakey, before you rickety-wreck yourself, Mr. Lakey, because people do sit on different sides of the fence with this massage parlor thing. I gave a few details. I didn't give away the whole endgame, but I now feel Dobber's guilt. It doesn't sit right with me that I've sort of dobbed this lady in through no fault of my own, just caught off guard as I've woken up this morning with the councilman. He's written it all down. God knows what's going to happen next. They're going to go undercover, investigate. They're going to pass this on to the police. Am I going to be summoned? Will I be summoned in the court
Probably.
Of law? And I have to play this bloody audio grab that
You're
I played
have
on
to
the radio?
Yeah, play the audio that you played on here, which we said would never play again.
What's my plan of attack? What do I do from here? Because I tell you what I feel I should do, and I'd just like to get some thoughts on 133353. How offensive do you find that there's a massage parlor going on in the inner city suburbs of Australia? Because what I feel like doing is going next door.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
It's the Danny Lakey Show around the country on Triple M. A serious side to another chapter in Massage Parlor Diaries.
Massage Parlor Diaries.
I've been having a jolly old laugh, a jolly old jig about the sexual activities that are going on next door to my bedroom. No word of a lie, I live next door to a Thai massage parlour. Only today, unfortunately, someone from the council has come around responding to a complaint that happened from my household 6 weeks ago. The old tenant who lived in my bedroom that I'm living in now. He got very upset about the happy endings and the sexual activities going on next door at the Thai massage parlour. I found the funny side. I've been broadcasting, doing a couple of segments about it, posting it on Instagram, having a nice laugh. It's just people touching people, making others feel good. But this guy lived before me. He's very offended by the whole thing. I've had to share a couple of bits of info with the council. Now the massage parlour's in jeopardy. The whole business could come down in a pile of ash. Maybe the fuzz will be on me any second now. I'm very worried about not only myself, but the lady next door who's making an honest work massaging men's penises.
I'm probably more worried about you because this is all on the record, broadcast out there. Who knows who's listening, Lakey?
Yeah, there
You've talked about your own habits.
Well, there's the unique position that I am in that I have shared it and there is now audio evidence of everything that I've said. Brett in Sydney, hello. What do you think the plan of attack is for me? Because my heart says go around and tell her that she's being watched and to just lay low for a while.
Mate, in this time of COVID, is there any difference between the handyman that's not actually qualified to perform carpentry, building, and electrical work, but performs it anyway?
Well, I don't think she's done an apprenticeship in hand jobs over the past 4 years.
I'm not sure there's a certificate in that, but now that the fuzz is on you, do we go and dob in all the handymen that aren't trade qualified as well?
So I don't know if the answer to that is no. If you can do a job and it's performed adequately, that's fine. But I'm a bit fast and loose like that. The issue lies in that you're just not supposed to be doing sex stuff in suburban areas. I think that's what council
appears. Probably not.
Council hate that. They council hate it when you do sex stuff in suburban areas.
Well, they hate it enough when you don't pay for a DA. Perform construction work, so I can only imagine what they feel like if you're performing sex acts without approval because they can't cash in on it.
No, they don't like that one bit. I think I should go around and just give her a little heads up, and who knows what might come of it. She'll probably appreciate it. I mean, you can never be too sure. They are a little volatile, the Asian massage parlour ladies, from time to time. You never know what can tick them off, but I think she'd appreciate it. Man to woman, going round, I can hear what you're doing. I don't care. Previous guy did. Council's on your dick.
Did you just say on your deck?
Yes.
Yeah, but right. Then you're almost involved in the, if it is illegal, the crime.
No, I'm not.
Because you're like tipping her off, being like, hey, if you're doing that.
Are you not allowed to say the fuzz is watching? You can't say the fuzz is watching? That illegal? Is it a crime?
I feel like that involves you in the crime. I'm no detective here.
I'm in too deep. Jesus Christ, Brett.
Mate, if you've ever seen Blue Murder, I'm pretty sure a couple of those blokes would have liked to know the fuzz was watching.
I haven't. I have no idea what you're talking about. Now I'm even more worried again. Petra on 133353. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, good. What do you think? I want to get a woman's perspective here because I'm keen to just let the lady know next door. Just do some respect. Just do some massages. Just keep the pants on for a while. Just do a few massages above board. And all of a sudden, this will all fade away and you can go back to operating a reputable business next door.
You don't know if she's already been watched.
This could be the final nail in her coffin. mean, it's...
I've actually got a girlfriend that works in that particular area, so she may be even listening to your radio station. She may be getting information from you.
What are we talking? What is her job? A happy ending massage lady?
No, works in the prostitution area.
Oh, well, the prostitutes won't like this.
Because
the prostitutes, they're getting their certificates, they're getting their licenses. I mean, they're going the whole hog every day of the week, multiple times. This lady, she's up at 10 a.m., already, you know, working pretty hard. But I don't want to separate prostitution businesses. That's the last thing we need. Prostitutes fighting on my watch.
Oh, absolutely. But also, if you go and say something to her, she might be being watched, and then you're being watched, and then you are involved.
God, I'm in too deep.
That's what I said.
I don't want the fuzz. Fuzz, if you're listening, just back off, all right? You don't want to mess with me, Fuzz.
Really?
don't do anything, Fuzz.
What's happening? The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Oof. Oof. It's not just a song, it's an experience, isn't it? Gunners on Triple M, it is the Danny Lakey Show around the country on 133.53. Something struck me today, and I was driving to work down a 60 zone, quite a busy street both sides, almost not quite a street, but not a highway either. You wouldn't go that far, but there's heavy foot traffic, there's heavy car traffic, and there's heavy truck traffic as well. It's the triple threat. And I was at the lights, and there was a truck driver next to me. He was obviously breaking up. And then there was a bus stop full of high school children. And they spotted the truck, and one of the cool kids, he looks at the truck and he gets the attention, and they start, you know that thing, you used to do it as a kid, you'd start honking, wouldn't you, like, you'd lift
you
your
pull, bi- looks the
like,
honker.
Yeah, it looks like you're about to flex your bicep, and then the last moment, you start pulling back down, almost using the lat muscle.
Yeah, like a machine at the gym, yeah. honk.
Honk that horn, truck driver, and I thought, oh, God, I don't know about that. The truck driver's probably had a tough day, you know, you don't want to disturb the peace around, it's quite a noisy horn. I thought, oh, God, how does the truck driver feel about this? I'd never really considered it before, and I thought it's probably best we start chatting a bit of truck.
Chatting trucks!
It's time for a trucker's discussion.
Chatting!
It's time for a trucker's discussion regarding honking.
So, the kids have pulled the honker. I'm in my van going, kids, don't pull the honker at the truck driver. He's had a tough day already. I'm waiting to see what the truck driver does. You know what truck driver does? What do you reckon he does? You reckon he honks?
I reckon he honks.
He went full honker, baby.
Yes.
He honked.
Give the kids the honk.
He honked himself stupid. He honked like it was the last horn he ever had on earth. He gave a red hot crack.
Honk?
It was two long ones. Like more, I don't know what letter it spells in Morse code, but it was onk, onk. In the suburbs, rare to see
Love
these
it.
Days. Rare
Love
to see.
It.
But I, and I'm not going to lie, I did smile a little bit. I got a quarter chub. I won't say half, quarter.
Okay. And did you have to take it there?
Out of excitement. Out of excitement. And I made that perfectly clear. However, I don't know if this truckie is the majority or the minority, and I can only put myself in the shoes of a truck driver myself. There would be nothing that would piss me off more if that was my job and I had kids all day, every day going to me. And I was guilty of doing it as a kid. You're going, hey, hey, come on. And they're pulling the bicep. They're pulling it down. Come on, honk your horn. I'd get sick of it real quick. And I'd love to know, 133.53 truckers out there, do you love the honk request, or do you shun it? Is that one of the worst parts of the job? Because I'd like to hear, and to be honest, I'm happy to do whatever. If the truckies love being requested to honk and want to honk, I'll start pulling the honk request again. I'll start doing it myself. If they don't, then I'll play ball as well. And I'll probably have a stern word to the local high school children saying, hey, don't know if you know me, but I've done a radio show. We do this thing called Truckers Chat, 11:15 roughly on a Tuesday night on Triple M. They don't want you doing that anymore.
Stop that honking.
I'd just like to know, 133.53, I know there's a lot of truckies out there. Give us a call. Do you love the honk request? Do you detest the honk request? And if you don't drive a truck, listen in next. Be a fly on the wall, because you might learn something as well.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
It's the Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Chatting Trucks.
It's time for a trucker's discussion.
Chatting Trucks. Yeah, 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 Chatting Trucks.
It's time for a trucker's discussion regarding honking.
Indeed, a trucker's discussion with non-truck drivers also invited to listen in, because we'll all be able to learn something. Do the truckers appreciate a honk request, or do they detest the honking request? I was guilty of it as a child. Every school excursion, it's a very school bus thing to do, isn't it? When you're with your mates, the second you see a truck, someone's like, "Ah, oh, get me honky's horn!
Put your arm down, do the honk."
We all do the collective universal honk sign. Maybe the truckie would do it. And what am I going to say? 80% of truckies would usually commit to the honk.
Yeah, a lot of them are very jolly and happy to do it for the kids.
Yeah. Not going to lie, did see a few grumpy truckers back in my grade 5 days. We wanted the honk. He rejected the honk. He didn't want anything to do with the honk. And I just want to gauge where the truckies are at in 2020. I mean, maybe the honk is dead and buried. Maybe it's alive and well. What do I know? Andrew on 133353. You are a truckie. You can hear someone backing up.
You can hear him.
Keep it tin side up, boys. Keep it tin side up tonight. Do you love a honk?
Oh, I certainly do, Danny. Certainly do, mate. Definitely lightens the day up, mate.
Yeah, great. And that's just me honking in approval there. And so is the honk alive and well? How often are you getting a request to honk?
Not that often anymore as it was, you know, years ago, but it's still out there. Yeah, every time you see a bunch of kids, usually boys, that.
Yeah.
The double arm pumpers come out, then you've got to do it.
Or a couple of double. You have to. It's very hard to say no to a group of boys who are doing the double arm pump.
Exactly right.
It saddens me. Saddens me that you say it's not as alive as it was back in the day. It seems the enthusiasm for the truck driver hasn't waned. It's more for the consumer of the honk. Maybe blame social media. I'm not sure. Look, let me put you in the holding zone for half a second, because we may be able to do a whole collective honk if enough people are down for the honk at the end. So let me just, I'll move...
Yeah, good.
I'll move you across to the holding zone there as we go to Matty on 133353. Hello, Matty.
Yeah, good, mate. There you go.
Good. Do you love a honk? You like to be requested, and do you fulfil the requests of the honkies?
I love it, and I sure do it, mate. If you don't do that for a kid, you might as well be a bus driver.
Wow, yeah, absolutely. And how often are you being asked? Would you agree with Andrew's sentiments that the honking requests have died off over the years, or do you find that you're still getting as many as your first day on the job?
No, it has died off a bit, but you're always on the device.
Oh, no.
No,
I don't like this. I don't like where this is heading. Okay, let me just, and I'm not promising anything here, but let me just put you in the holding zone for half a second, because you never know, we might be able to do a collective honk. We've got Cracker in Newcastle. Hello, Cracker.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, one of the great truck drivers, I know that. You're getting asked to honk. Do you abide by the request?
Yeah, mate, with the little kiddies, mate, like you said, always brings a smile to the young fella's face, but doesn't happen as much as it used to, yeah.
Unbelievable. What's the feeling like on the phone, Shuey Louie? Are we getting any non-honkers coming through? Because there's a lot of phone calls.
To be honest, we've had a lot of happy truck drivers. They're all honkers. They're honking away.
100% honk rate. I never saw this coming.
They're honking around.
Is there an area of request, Cracker? Do you find that the Queensland are a bigger bunch of honk requesters than, say, the Victorians? Is there a state thing going on, or is it across the board?
No, it's about the same, mate. But if the ladies want to get you to honk the horn, I try and entice them to lift the tops up. So.
Yeah, great. Well, it's only fair. It's not to pay the piper. Cracker needs to get something. Well,
I've got to say something if you want me to give you the horn. So.
Absolutely. It's a free trade agreement. And this has never been done before. And dare I say, dare to dream on the Danny Lakey Show. But do I maybe also put Cracker in the holding zone here? What we've got now are three honk happy truck drivers all on the same phone line. We've got Andrew, we've got Maddie, and we've got Cracker. If I could maybe count them down, I'll do the double biceps in studio. I'll request a honk. We'll count down 3-1. Maybe all three of them could honk at the same time. Does that sound good, boys? Andrew, Maddie, Cracker?
Most definitely.
All right. Oh, here we go. I'm limbering up.
Right.
Now, wait for my cue. Wait for my cue, because I'm warming up these shoulders, baby. Double honk in 3, 2, 1. Oh!